This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It may be Labor Day, but there are lots of people who are on the job in the restaurant industry, as well as plenty of customers looking for a good spot to chow down. Those customers are hoping that wherever they eat, they don't regret it. And in the city of Chicago, health officials are trying out a new program to protect people against food poisoning. It's a computer program. More specifically, one that mines Twitter for telltale signs of people who got sick eating at certain restaurants, and it sends this information to government inspectors. From Chicago, Nova Safa reports.
On Chicago's Restaurant Row, Jonathan Alvin just sat down at a patio table for a hearty dinner.
This is chicken and waffles.
The huge plate of food in front of him is an article of faith of sorts. That's because just days earlier, Alvin got food poisoning from another restaurant.
The food was, it felt okay going down, but then later, you know, it's just a nightmare.
Not so great.
No, not so great at all.
Did you go to the doctor?
I didn't.
And did you report it to the city?
I didn't report it to the city either.
And that, in a nutshell, is the problem facing public health officials.
We know that the majority of foodborne illnesses never end up getting reported to public health.
That's Bashar Shuker. He heads Chicago's public health department. Shuker is an avid Twitter user, so he wondered, who's complaining about food poisoning online? He put together a Twitter feed on his iPad to find out.
So if you look here, this is the original feed that I've created that looked at all tweets that are geocoded to Chicago that include reference to food poisoning. This one was 17 minutes ago, this was 23 minutes ago, this is 1 hour ago.
That's a lot of tweets, and at the beginning, Shaker would sift through them all. But that's time-consuming, so he employed volunteer coders to create a self-learning algorithm. It alerts officials only when someone's Twitter post has just the right combination of wording, suggesting that a restaurant needs inspection.
We automatically reach out to this individual and say, hey, we're sorry you're sick. If you answer these few questions, we will do an investigation.
Last year, the Twitter algorithm led to 21 restaurants being closed down and 33 others cited for major violations. Earlier in August, Chicago officials published a report touting their success, and now Boston and New York are looking at the idea. Shaker says the number of Twitter complaints is growing as their application gets ever smarter.
And at what point do these apps get too smart?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
A diplomatic answer. After all, the algorithms are probably listening. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.